Packers fans, welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. Joined this morning by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking Packers football. And to do that, we have a special guest joining us on the phone this morning to kick things off in our continuing series featuring the writers at allgreenbaypackers.com. We have Adam Check joining us. Adam, how you doing this morning?
Doing well, Brian.
Very good. Glad to have you joining us. Adam is also a freelance writer for the Associated Press, covering the Minnesota Twins, the Minnesota Golfers, the Minnesota Wild. Is there any other teams I'm missing in there?
That's a whole lot of bad teams, but pretty much any of the teams in Minnesota, I get out to a lot of their games and write about whatever atrocities I see them committing on the field.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. They're bad teams over there, but that's all right.
Yeah, if they didn't pay me to watch them, I wouldn't.
Adam, the big news of the day is the NFL Network's top 100 list. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers comes in sixth. What is your reaction to Aaron Rodgers being ranked sixth by a poll of NFL players is what it is?
Yeah, you know, I've got this new job that's been keeping me busy the last couple of months, and I've kind of not been on Twitter and things like that as much as I should. So I just actually learned about this list yesterday because I saw some folks were wound up that Aaron Rodgers finished sixth. You know, it's one of those things that's subjective. I think players probably vote on that kind of stuff more on who they're friends with necessarily and who is actually most talented. I mean, it doesn't fire me up that Aaron Rodgers didn't finish higher than sixth when it's clear that he's, if not number one, he's at least top three. I don't know. I suppose I have to get fired up about something here in the offseason, and it's a lot better than talking about Aaron Hernandez murdering somebody or something else. But, you know, when it comes to players voting on stuff, I guess I don't put much stock into it because there's a reason they're players and they're not general managers.
Yeah. Charles Woodson came in 85th on the list, and I don't think Charles Woodson would come in my top 500 of current NFL players. Is the list flawed?
That kind of gets back to, I think, you know, players vote for people they're friends with, and Woodson obviously seems like a good guy. Probably has a lot of friends across the many teams in the league, and I'm sure folks saw the list and thought, I'll put my buddy Charles Woodson on there.
Well, I hate to disappoint you, but I'm not going to let you off the hook from talking about Aaron Hernandez, but I'm going to put the Packers slant on it. Earlier this week, Leroy Butler took to Twitter to suggest the Patriots should trade for Jermichael Finley, the Packers tight end, in wake of the whole Aaron Hernandez arrest. What do you think of that trade proposal put out there by Leroy Butler?
That's like any other trade proposal. It kind of depends what you're getting back if you're the Packers. I mean, if they make an offer that the Packers can't refuse with a high draft pick, well, then, yeah, by all means, go for it. But that kind of talk, it comes up a lot around the Minnesota sports teams that I cover just because they're usually bad. So when it comes to the trade deadline, people are kind of calling for, you know, the Minnesota Twins to trade some of their veterans to get some younger players. And that's all fine and good, but what if nobody wants your players? What if nobody makes an offer that's worth considering? I mean, it's one thing to talk about a trade, but it's another to actually make a proposal that makes sense and then sit down and evaluate that proposal. So I guess the short answer to my long-winded response is go for it if the Patriots make a decent enough offer, but to just say that they should trade him to the Patriots because there's a hole at tight end for New England now, I mean, sure, go ahead, but the offer has to be worthwhile.
Well, the next question is, what would be a worthwhile offer? Because, I mean, if you're the Packers and you trade away Jermichael Finley, there's not a whole lot of proven commodities behind him at the tight end position. And this is a team that lost Greg Jennings, Donald Driver, other receiving targets this offseason.
If I was Ted Thompson, I wouldn't consider trading Jennings for anything less than a second rounder. And I see absolutely no way that Bill Belichick would give up a second rounder for a guy like Finley, who is going to be a free agent and is nowhere or hasn't had the career that a guy like Gronkowski or Hernandez has had.
Yeah.
So I just don't see that trade happening, but you never know.
So the Patriots offer a second-round pick. Does Ted Thompson bite?
I think so. Second-round pick, that's, you know, with Aaron Rodgers,
most likely will be a late second-round pick, considering how well the Patriots do.
Yeah, I would still bite if I were him. A second-round pick is nothing to sneeze at, especially with a guy like Finley, who is going to be a free agent, and he's been injured in the past, and he hasn't exactly lived up to what people perceive his talent to be. If you can get a second-round pick for that guy, I would go for it. And I actually think a second-round pick is pretty high. I don't see a smart personnel guy like Belichick offering a second-rounder, but you never know.
There you go. Adam Cech would trade JerMichael Finley for a second-round draft choice.
Definitely would, and that's actually a compliment to Finley, I think. I don't know how many tight ends could fetch a second-round draft choice in this league, and I think Finley's one of them.
Very true. We're talking to Adam Cech of AllGreenBayPackers.com right here at Railbird Central on Cheesehead TV. Adam, speaking of Aaron Hernandez, the NFL's Rookie Symposium is taking place this week. Do you think the rookies are learning anything from his situation?
I don't know. I mean, if they don't know that it's not a good idea to get involved in a murder, then there's probably no hope for them. But I guess with those things, you have to just kind of hope that the players aren't just sitting there and, you know, blankly staring ahead as these guys make presentations and try and tell them about, you know, how to behave and interact off the field. I actually think, you know, if someone who's over the age of 18 and supposedly adult when they're entering the real world, like the NFL, and they don't know not to do that kind of stuff, there's probably little hope for them in the first place. But I think where the symposium and seminars like that can help is with a lot of the financial planning stuff. You know, if you get your financial house in order and your personal life in order as far as who to associate with and who to give access to your bank account and, you know, watch out for this type of person who's going to try to get money from you for this or this family member that comes up out of nowhere and tries to ask for money for this and on and on. I think if players can kind of be taught about that and figure that part of their life out, it makes it a lot easier to stay out of the situations where they might end up in jail.
I'm there with you. Adam, before we let you go, were you one of the approximately 5,000 fans who were offered season tickets as part of the new Lambeau Field South End Zone expansion?
No, I didn't have enough money to bribe myself up the list. But, hey, maybe one day if Lambeau Field reaches a seating capacity of 250,000 people, I could be one of those people that's offer to see somewhere.
You are on the list, though.
Am I? You know, my wife and I signed up, I think, a couple of years ago, but I can't remember. That I know we always talked about it. I'm pretty sure we signed up. I should probably look into that.
Yeah, you're probably pretty far down. I don't know what hope there would be for you to get tickets in the next 50 years, but, you know, it's just, you know, asking from a fan perspective. I mean, if you were offered tickets, I mean, that's a major financial commitment. Only 77% of those offered actually took the Packers up on their offer for season tickets this year. You know, would you be willing to put down the money for season tickets, or would you have to think twice about doing so?
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, just the fee that you're paying me to appear on the show today would cover the first year, so that's very, very generous of you. I wouldn't put my name on the list if I didn't think I could actually use the tickets. else. And I know situations change and all that over the years, so I'm not, judging the people that didn't accept the tickets, because I know things happen from the time you put your name on the list and take it off. But yeah, if I couldn't actually pay for and use the tickets, I wouldn't put my name on there. My name isn't on there, which I'm pretty sure it's on there. If it's not on there just to do it, it's on there because I do actually want season tickets one day, and I would pay for them and use them, not sell them to Vikings fans.
Well, we'll try to get you into the Cheesehead TV luxury box, if nothing else, Adam.
I hear there's a filet mignon and shrimp and lobster and all the free whiskey you can drink.
Yeah, absolutely, and Crevassier and you name it. So, but thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it to talk a little Packers football here in the middle of summer, where there's not a whole lot of football to be talked about. We managed to hit on a couple topics.
Anytime, Brian. Thanks again for having me on.
All right. See you later. Adam Cech of allgreenbaypackers.com joining us on the show this morning as part of the continuing series featuring their writers. We'll get another one on Monday morning here at Railbird Central as we air every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8:30 a.m. Central Time. I can't guarantee we're gonna broadcast all 3 days next week, as it's the 4th of July, but we're going Monday for sure next week, so make sure to tune in then. But kind of continuing our conversation here this morning about the NFL Network and Aaron Rodgers, and I got to tell you, we're at the time of the year where news is manufactured, and every news story I see come out is about Aaron Rodgers. So I mean, if you're going to talk about the Green Bay Packers from a nationwide perspective, you're going to talk about their most famous player. But just in the past day, there were three manufactured news items that have kind of been making headlines lately, all involving Aaron Rodgers. Actually, four kind of manufactured headlines a little bit, although one was a little less manufactured than the others. So, number one, we have Aaron Rodgers coming in at number six on the NFL Network's top 100 list. Number two, we have Aaron Rodgers being nominated for an ESPY Award, the annual award show from ESPN, as the NFL's the best NFL player. Number three, we have a feature in ESPN the magazine with Aaron Rodgers writing a letter to his 17-year-old self, a series or a feature that, something like 17 professional athletes did the same thing, or something very similar to what Rodgers did. And number four, the Jeremy Schapp of ESPN, almost all these having to do with ESPN, accidentally slipping up and saying Aaron Rodgers has been arrested for a murder instead of Aaron Hernandez. I tell you, that story got way more attention than it should have. I feel bad for Jeremy Schapp, who made a verbal slip up on air, an unfortunate one, but one in which he corrected himself immediately, which actually the an online video went viral and did not include Schapp correcting himself. So I think that's kind of where maybe some of the confusion started, and people just assume he didn't correct himself. But that story got way more publicity than it should have for a guy who made an honest mistake. And myself, as somebody who tries to talk for a half hour straight here three times a week on the topic of the Green Bay Packers, I'm not one prone to slipping up and saying a wrong name from time to time. It happens. Just try talking and having your every word broadcasted, and don't see if you don't slip up once in a while as well. So that was an absolutely ridiculous topic this past week. But Aaron Rodgers finding himself in the news a little bit, and kind of going back to the NFL Network's top 100 list. I would agree that, you know, Aaron Rodgers, I thought, was a little low coming in at number six. And I'll see if I can kind of name the top up to Rodgers at number six. So within the NFC North, actually, the league's number one player was Vikings running back Adrian Peterson, followed by Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning. Also within the division, pretty good talent in the NFC North. Number three was Calvin Johnson, the wide receiver from the Lions. I think you saw Patriots quarterback Tom Brady at number four. You saw Houston's defensive end J.J. Watt at number five, and then Rodgers coming in at number six. I would agree that I think Rodgers should be up higher on that list. You know, there was a good blog post written by Greg Rosenthal of NFL.com reacting to the same topic where Aaron Rodgers is ranked, saying he comes in rather low. And Greg Rosenthal makes a couple really good points in that he said he could understand how this past season, how Adrian Peterson and J.J. Watt could have been, you know, ranked higher for the jobs they did in 2012 as compared to Aaron Rodgers. He understands that. And he also says he understands how Peyton Manning and Tom Brady could be considered the better all-time quarterbacks over the course of their career. But as far as where things stand right now, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, who wouldn't take Aaron Rodgers as the best, you know, current player in the NFL? Or maybe you could make the argument he's not number one, he's number two or something like that. But to be ranked number six, that does seem awful low. I mean, in the hypothetical world here, and I know this is, you know, something that would never, ever happen, but, you know, people kind of bring this up from time to time. If you were starting an NFL team from scratch, there was an expansion team in the NFL, and you had the ability to pick from any player in the NFL to build around, you know, I would say a lot of people would pick Aaron Rodgers, a quarterback in his prime, to be that person. It, you know, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady are kind of both older, both on the downside of their careers. And you know, I would agree. I mean, it's, you know, it's that's just where things are right now. And you know, that's why this whole NFL Network list is flawed, and it comes up from a ranking from the players themselves. And you know, Adam Cech said it correctly. I mean, they kind of vote for their friends and guys who have maybe the bigger names than an actual, that they sit down and think about it and you know, realize what the question is being asked, and that is the top 100 players of 2013 and where they stand currently at the moment. And Aaron Rodgers should be higher on that list, perhaps as high as number one. So, yeah, I mean, there are certainly bigger arguments and things that are more worthwhile that perhaps we could focus on world peace here or something, you know, arguing where Aaron Rodgers comes in on a list of world problems comes in rather low. But regardless of this is a Green Bay Packers show. So we're going to take that angle to it. But you know, since the last episode of Railbird Central, it was on Wednesday when Leroy Butler suggested the Patriots should trade for Packers tight end Jermichael Finley, and we didn't have time to talk about it on this show, so talking about it now, you know, I can't see it happening, and I tried to... I certainly was pressing Adam Cech from allgreenbaypackers.com when I asked him about it. But, you know, myself, if I were to answer that question, should they do it, it would take an awful lot for the Packers to consider such a trade? Would they consider it for a second round pick? You know, I'm not sure. Would they do it for a first round pick? That would be awful hard to pass up, I think. But, you know, and I don't think the Patriots would ever offer a first round pick for Tremichael Finley anyway. But, you know, there's the Packers this year have at wide receiver the three legitimate targets: Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson, James Jones. Those three guys, certainly good, reliable receivers. They've proven themselves in the NFL, you know, and I think they're good. But beyond that, you have Jermichael Finley, the one tight end who's proven himself in the NFL. But beyond those receivers and beyond Jermichael Finley, you've got a lot of inexperienced players. And you really don't have the receiving threat at tight end like Jermichael Finley. You have Andrew Corliss, who's coming off that major knee injury. I'm skeptical that Andrew Corliss even makes the team this year. Not that I'm counting him out already. I certainly want to see what he does in training camp. But, you know, I'm just worried that he won't be the same player ever again. Who knows? He's somewhat young yet, so maybe he is able to come back. And, you know, after taking an entire year off, maybe he'll be fine. But still, no guarantee there from Andrew Corliss. You know, there's DJ Williams, who seems to set the world on fire during training camp, but then when the season comes, hasn't done a whole lot. And still, you know, he's short by NFL tight end standards, where he measures in at about 6'2 or so, where Jermichael Finley comes in at over 6'5, 6'6 or so. And there's a big difference there. And Jermichael Finley offers things that DJ Williams doesn't. And you know, beyond that, there's just guys who are role players, I think, at tight end. Matthew Mulligan is going to come in and be your blocking tight end. Ryan Taylor is a guy who I had higher hopes for, and I thought he would come in and do better last year in 2012. He's a special teams guy, and maybe there's room to for him to improve, but you know, he hasn't been a major part of the Packers offense in his first two seasons in the NFL. You've got undrafted rookie Jake Stoneburner, an undrafted rookie. You know, what more can you say about that? You have no clue what he's capable of, but there's a reason he went undrafted. It would be tough to get rid of Jermichael Finley. And I thought perhaps in this past year's NFL draft, the Packers might select another tight end and kind of, you know, fill the void at tight end a year ahead of time a little bit. They might consider finding a replacement for Finley this year. So maybe next year he leaves and they, you know, are able to, find the replacement, then get a year of seasoning under their belt. But, you know, it's no guarantee Jermichael Finley leaves next year. There's certainly a long list of players who are looking for contract extensions after the 2013 season, Jermichael Finley among them. But it's kind of the question, though, that who's next in line for the contract extension? And you've got B.J. Raji, you've got Sam Shields, Morgan Burnett, James Jones, Evan Dietrich Smith. You've got all those guys. There's about six of them there who are all vying for contract extensions. But a lot of it's going to depend upon how the 2013 season plays out for them. How well they do, and are they worthy of getting that contract extension from the Green Bay Packers. So the Packers haven't been willing as of yet to invest in any of them in a long-term extension. Maybe they will before the start of training camp. That always seems to be a popular time, right in the mid to late July time frame. for contract extensions to take place. It always seems like every year the Packers do a deal or two in mid to late July. So that could be something we're looking forward to in the next month or so. But who that person is and whether they do it, we don't really know. The Packers have the salary cap space to do so if they choose. You know, as reports have shown, the Packers are approximately in the realm of $16 million underneath the salary cap this year, which really doesn't mean a whole lot because you can roll over salary cap space from year to year. So, you know, it's not necessary the Packers use it this year. They can use it next year. They can use it whenever they want. But it, you know, it's not one of those, if you don't use it, you lose it things. They do get to roll it over to next year. So it'll be put to use at some point, kind of just a matter of when. But yeah, JerMichael Finley, one of those guys who will be fighting for a contract extension from the Green Bay Packers. And I don't think he'll be traded, not out of the question, maybe, perhaps, but rather unlikely, I would say. So that's the situation there. The NFL's Rookie Symposium continues today. The draft choices of the Green Bay Packers are actually at Cleveland Browns headquarters today, Friday. I think as we speak, they are taking part in an NFL Play 60 event that started at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time over in Cleveland, which would be 8:30 a.m. Central Time. So they're there right now, kind of giving back to the community. I think that's, you know, part of the reason, one of the reasons they do this during the symposium, that they're giving back to the community in the form of putting on a youth football clinic today in the Cleveland area as part of the NFL's Rookie Symposium. They're in day three of a 4-day event. So the symposium wraps up tomorrow. The Packers rookies will be taking a tour of the Pro Football Hall of Fame on Saturday in Canton, Ohio. Not terribly far from Cleveland either. So that's what's going on there. Packers rookies in Cleveland today, in Canton tomorrow, and then that kind of wrap things up. That's the last day of the symposium, and they'll go home after that. So that's what's happening here this weekend in the world of the Green Bay Packers and the Packers calendar. So it's 9 o'clock here on a Friday morning at Railbird Central. That'll do it for today, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us. On behalf of Jamie Snowden, I'm Brian Kirvu. We'll see you next week, everyone. We'll be on air Monday for sure next week. That'll be the first day of July, July 1st on Monday. So we'll see you later, everyone. I leave you today with a song called Barker by Keller Williams on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go, Pack. Go.